Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Y'all, I didn't want to be right. Neither of us wanted to be right.
We never want to be right.
But remember last week when I said, if they call you princess in your family, you're an asshole.
Someone's an asshole.
Quite apparent this week.
Whoa.
Wow. I wonder, is she leaning into spoiled girl in movie like Veruca Salt?
Oh.
Is she leaning? And like,
you're right. It is like a movie. It is like Goldie Hawn before she got amnesia. That is exactly what it's like.
It feels like parody because, like, you're thinking, how could anyone have this little self-awareness and live in the real world? How could this person have friends?
She basically did anything but call everyone who was there peasants.
So just to clarify, she wants to go to a place like the Dominican Republic, or she wants to meet a man from the Dominican Republic, and she wants him to completely fit into her life and buy her really ridiculous things with no perspective about income inequality from where she lives and where he lives, and she's completely irrational about it.
Yeah. Yep, you got it.
Yeah. Even for 21, it seems a little much.
Y'all, they're too young. This actually, sadly, I think David is going to get his heart broken. Because he's going to realize, I can't live with this asshole.
At one point, she just kind of looks. You see her look at the road and like the road. And she's going,
yeah,
her face. She's like, eh.
This asphalt is disgusting.
I've never heard of a place in the Dominican Republic called Sosua. Because what is the internet? What is a computer? How do I? Everyone should just tell me everything I need to know.
Tell me. Y'all, this is 90 Day UK. I said Duke. 90 Day UK.
90 Day Dookie.
Dookie.
That's our next podcast. 90 Day Dookie. Just talking about this shit show.
Season 2, episode 9, She Still Messages You. I got to say, other 90 Day franchises do a little bit more on the titles. They always kind of do the least on these. They're like, hey, what's a line that someone said? Let's just name it that.
Well, that's, that's common in a lot of reality shows.
But Below Deck at least does good lines.
Bravo in general does kind of punny or jokey titles. Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, we're remote, but GOAT, we're both in, I'm in my hotel. In
NYC.
Yes, I'm in NYC. Poodle was in New York.
A couple blocks away.
I think right now you look like you're in Canada. I don't know how you got there. New Jersey.
Yeah, I had to go see some associates out here, and I just stayed over.
He got caught up.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but there's a group of like 7 men covered in smoke just playing cards behind Poodle with Italian food everywhere.
I lost my shirt earlier. No, seriously, I lost my shirt.
So. We're having a wonderful time. We saw Sweeney Todd yesterday. It was wonderful. I saw Goodnight Oscar, but it's already gone now, so you can't see it, but it was wonderful.
We're going to talk about it on the Broadway Corner. And I realized I didn't get a chance to talk about my Big Brother Corner. Fuck. And I guess could do it on this, but
We'll see where we are. We've got a meeting after this, but we'll finish. If we have time, then we'll do it. This
I don't have a ton to say.
We'll do it at the end.
A big thing happened today or on Sunday night. So
okay. Save it. We'll talk about it at
Actually,
the end.
A big thing happened on Wednesday.
Oh, God. Get your reporting together.
I haven't watched Big Brother because I've been on traveling.
Oh, yeah. I know.
My Big Brother Corner is going to be, you know what? I should just do it Wednesday. Never mind.
Boy, I aged.
You know, we just recorded a BetterHelp ad about racing thoughts, and I just showed, I just completely exhibited what happened. So I need to call my BetterHelp therapist.
Yeah, you just called Reality Gaze, y'all, for 10% off.
That's first called cross promoing.
There you go. When art is real.
Art is real, sadly. Art is too fucking real.
It's too real. I know. A lot of sissies sent me messages and said I came too hard for you during, was it Love During Lockup when I totally called you out about your profession?
It was pretty brutal, but I can take it. I am hyper self-aware about a lot of things that I say and do.
You are, but we're having a wonderful time. And you know what? If this will make you feel better that we're in New York on a cloudy day, it's going to be 98 degrees today in Los Angeles.
Oh, please don't let it be hot when I'm back.
I think it's supposed to break on Thursday morning. So I think you're going to have one hot day. Sorry. Because you're flying home on Tuesday. You better have your air on when I get there on Wednesday. Chop, chop. Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready for this? I don't think announcements. You already know coming up in September. It's going to be September Fully Loaded. We've got Plathville coming. We've got After the Altar coming. We've got Love is Blind coming. We've got Selling the OC all in September. Sleep Was Fun in August. Guess not now.
Sleep No More.
Excuse me. Yes, Sleep No More. Also, this is Shania Twain's birthday, August 28th. So listen to some Shania today, some Shani.
Sleep No More is still on, I believe. And it's been on for like 20 years. It's this
what kind is of that?
Experience. It's one of these things like it's like a experience. You go in and you see like a story and they take you through a hotel. You wouldn't like it. You'd be scared. Oh, and it's not a spook house.
I don't like spook houses. But it's scary.
It's kind of like a Shakespearean. Is it Hamlet? I've never done it.
If it's scary, then it's a spook house. I don't want to go. I will say, these New York City birds are aggressive. I screamed in the middle of Fifth Avenue yesterday because this bird went right at my head.
I'm sure you're not the first.
I'm not. And people didn't even look at me like I was weird because they were like, we get it.
No one. Well, no, I don't think people scream at birds. They just scream because
I don't like it.
The birds are aggressive here.
I don't know what I'm going to do when I go to Italy and we're supposed to go to that plaza where all the birds are.
San Marco.
Is that at the Vatican?
Yeah. No, that's in Venice.
We're going to Venice. I don't think I can go there.
You may avoid that because the pigeons there have their own unions.
I could do it if I had like a bike helmet on with a visor because then they couldn't poke my eyes out.
Please put that on like the hat that Captain Jason gives out, the helmet.
Ooh, I'd like to give that hat from Captain Jason because I was bad on a ship.
Still sounds weird.
I think that's all of our announcements.
Let's jump in, y'all. So I've decided all of that I'm going to do the Big Brother Corner on Wednesday. And so I'll just do a recap of everything last couple episodes. And I'll be caught up by then.
Sure.
You said that's so patronizing.
No, I did. Sure. I didn't mean it that way, but I was just kind of like, okay. Sorry, that sounded so bitchy. I didn't mean it that way at all.
Sure.
I just meant I really don't care. That's sure. Whatever.
Whatever.
And we've got a Broadway corner. So we've got a lot on Wednesday coming up.
One on episode, one on another.
All right.
You get a lot. I will say, our shows... They're long. I can't say they're informative.
No.
You get your money's worth, especially if you're on the free feed.
Producer Christina actually puts the time codes in, and I understand why she does it, but I want to say, personally, y'all, I intrinsically disagree with it. But that's fine. But I think if you've got to fast forward to hear about certain couples, you're not here for the experience.
We're putting together a show.
It makes sense. Like a live show. Yes.
It flows. It's actually a picture of our addled brains.
Yes. And we have the narcissism to think you should be here for all of it.
It's actually that we're putting out something and we just like shove it all in a box and go, here's me. Love me. Please.
To someone who said, my kid just shit on me for the third time today. I don't have time to listen to an Oklahoma story. I just need to know how terrible Christian was to Cleo. So you can fast forward.
Don't worry. We're going to get there.
All right. Let's talk about Luis and Jose.
Luis and Jose. We were just talking a little bit before this, and this is the episode where I realized this is, I think, his language comprehension. I think it's fake. The idea, if Jose can't pass his English test, he'll have to go home. And I love him. Head bob.
He's also a terrible actor.
It's true. One thing also I learned this week, I think they actually do love one another.
100%. In one way, I'm rooting for the relationship. You know, some sissies remind us because I was like, what are they doing for work? And so they remind us she has fibromyalgia, which is horrible. That's like horribly painful. So she's probably on some type of disability for that.
I hope so,
because it's really debilitating. But so that all aside, it does seem like they really love one another. I think I really leaned in and said he was conning her. I don't think that anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think he really, truly loves her. I'm going to say this just in general. I think I feel like in general, now that we're almost done, because this is episode 9, I think we're going to have 10, 12 episodes. Well, I'm a little disappointed with 90 Day UK this season. I feel like there's a lot of fraudacity in this 90 Day UK.
The second season slump is real. So I'll just say that. That is a very common thing. It's really hard to avoid it. It's the sequel curse.
I don't think they got people that have enough problems. I think there's, in a way, there's almost like too much. Like, I even wonder with Tian and David, like, you kind of are like, is she leaning into the princess thing? Is it real? And then with Rebecca and Christian, there's this sense of, wait a minute, you keep pushing this dancing thing as a problem when literally he doesn't seem to have a problem with it. Is this your own self-sabotage, or are you just pushing this as a plot line? It's just hard for me to decipher.
We'll get to that one. There's a little bit of a disconnect in that storyline. Because it doesn't even seem like he likes her. And that's, yeah. And maybe that's in the edit.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like there's any, again, this is maybe in the edit.
Y'all don't pull over. I'm in New York. Don't pull over.
Oh God. It doesn't seem like there's any actual feelings there. And again, it could completely be the edit, and maybe they're just not, she's like, I love him. He's my perfect man or whatever. But like, we've only seen the negative shit, and it kind of bothers me in some storylines. So we only see the heavy storylines. And the thing is, and maybe it's the edit, but if it's not, that's DOA. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, let's keep going with Louise and Jose.
She's this meeting with her friend Anna, y'all.
Ange.
Ange, I'm sorry. I wrote Ange. I'm sorry. I wasn't looking. Yes, Ange.
Jose is, again, Louise narrating as Eeyore.
Truly.
The second time taking English tests. And she's 23 weeks pregnant. So this is a fast forward.
Pregnant.
Penny.
Also, thank you all for reminding us. We said she's like the British Eeyore, and then you all reminded us that Eeyore was originally British. We're
like
Americans.
Christopher Robin, A.A. Milne was British.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
anyway, I think he was, wasn't he?
Who's that?
A.A. Milne was the one who wrote Pooh.
Oh, I don't know her. Not familiar.
It was a male author.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just
so we also find out his score last time was only 20%.
That made me guffaw.
Now, it's interesting. There's a little bit of a contradiction because she keeps saying in the moments, I'm really worried Jose is not going to pass his English tests. He really has to study. Jose, you need to be serious. While the whole time his English and his in the moments are getting better. So it
getting
seems
better and
like
better.
Something yes. is working, and it doesn't seem like this is a plot point we need to push if it's actually happening.
Yes, because doesn't he have 6 months to stay there?
I think so, yeah.
So that's what they're not telling
days.
Us.
Yeah, 180 days.
He's able... Of course his English is getting better because he's been around it for 6 months.
Right.
So wait, you're telling us that he's had 6 months to take this test and then go back? Like, not a problem.
That's what I'm saying. I think the problems here are minimal, and that's shocking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they are – the friend is still – friend Ange is still a little bit – reticent. But y'all, Louise has it planned out to have Jess and Jose get on better, as she says, because they're going to have a barbecue. And I have never seen a portable grill before.
I've seen it for camping, but most people don't have it at their homes, but I've seen it in camping.
We always make a fire. I've never seen a portable grill before.
Oh, I've seen it at camping. Like one time I saw it when I was at the lake, like I saw somebody, but because I don't really enjoy camping. So we never really did that. Ugh, horrible.
But I guess it's maybe a European thing.
Maybe. But it looked like a sad barbecue. I'm going to say that. It was just like everything was out on a table. Didn't feel safe. What's that Asian food? Is it hibachi? What is it? Korean barbecue?
Korean barbecue,
When you cook it at your table, it didn't feel cute and fun like that. It just felt like one table and we're going to stuff this plastic bag right by the grill and Matt's going to worry that it's going to catch on fire the whole time.
The food didn't look done. It just looked kind of hot and angry.
Yeah,
and mad.
Jose just kind of picks it up with his hands like it's not even served. The whole y'all, there's a process to a barbecue and an order of things, and this was not acknowledged.
Please have some respect for the meat that you're grilling and have some respect for the food that you're eating.
Even when I went to a gay bar last night with drag queens in Williamsburg, a place called Metropolitan, they had barbecue there as well. They had a cookout, and even some queen actually served me and put everything on a plate. I just didn't walk up and grab meat with my fingers.
It's an interesting.
And that was a dirty gay bar.
People are eating at a gay bar.
Well, that's very different from New York and LA. Boy,
ain't nobody eating in a gay bar in Los Angeles.
No,
only ass.
They're not. Yeah, only ass. They're not serving any kind of meat except for the meat we all want.
You drinking your dinner?
Yes.
So, and washing it down with gay water, a vodka soda.
It so was great.
The Jesse keeps saying he's so lazy. I don't. He did say, I don't know if he'd understand us if we were speaking Spanish.
I would
like to be more skeptical of this situation, but I just don't think that they have a lot of problems.
No, they don't. But you never know with the edit. It's like the sissy that just said, this is a bit of a spoiler of 90 Day, but I don't know if they're going to be back. But did you see the sissy that saw, what's his name at the Grove?
Nicole and Mahmoud. I could totally see them being a 90 Day Fiancé, even though I didn't want
it. That is literally, we go to the Grove all the time. It's right by both. What would you do if you just saw Nicole and Mahmoud walking down, listening to the fountains jump up and down as it goes, Bolare!
With her licorice wrists, just going, just voguing. Miss Mood, if you're nasty.
Just walks out of Dylan's candy.
Someone said she looked quite sad, but her hair is short and it's red now. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't go up to them, I think, because if they did know who I was, I haven't exactly said the best things about them. And
Miss
so,
Mood might fight you.
Yeah, she might get her fan and just like slap me with it. She might tongue pop me and it would like throw me back against the wall. Oh,
boo. Ironically, throw you against Top Man.
Oh, they're tongue pop fighting.
He would destroy the American Girl store in the Tommy Bahama. Sorry. Now I'm just listing places at the Grove.
Actually,
I think Tommy Bahama is closed. Actually, I think that American Girl store closed too. It's interesting. You know what? No one gives a shit. Let's keep going.
You know, you can pay a lot of money to have the American Girl experience. Like, you can go in there and take your children or whoever. Hopefully, if you're going there, you have children. That would probably be weird otherwise.
It would be weird otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, later on, Jose is just reading children's books to learn English, which I gotta say, it's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
But he's like saying, hello, my name is Jose. I like to watch TV on the toilet. Where is Mr. Elephant? But this is, I think what's interesting is how this storyline has been produced. It's to kind of make Jose the butt of the joke. However, we have been endeared to him. Like, he's definitely everyone's favorite this season.
He is 100%. He's a lovable clown.
Yeah. Did you like it when she's rattling off things for him to go to practice English to go to cook. She's like, you want to go to the chicken store? And I'm like, because of course you're going to the chicken store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's on brand. It's kind of a hat on a hat, really.
It is.
So he's writing down what she's saying. Did you look at it and just to think that it was like, and I wrote, is it chicken scratch? I made that joke.
You wonder what I, again, I felt like, too, she's like, and make sure the mayo is pasteurized. And I went, oh, come on.
He doesn't know what the fuck that is.
That's confusing for people in Oklahoma that speak English. That's too much.
I guess the pasteurized, what she's wanting to know, if there are no raw eggs, that could be her opinion. I guess there's still unpasteurized mayo in the UK. We don't really have that in the US, unless you're going to a restaurant where they're making a fresh mayo.
No one cares about this. I kind of do, actually.
It's not true. You're not wrong.
You're making me think about fresh mayo. Fresh mayo is delicious. We gotta move on. I'm stopping myself.
Better than fresh mayo.
Stop it. I gotta move on. With a salty French fry and a martini. Ooh.
So he meets the chicken man who he really likes, and the chicken man's like, you're gonna do well in your tests. You're doing pretty good. Come back.
Come back here when you pass. You come back and I'll serve you some cock.
I bring you chicken. And then later on, she's doing his hair. Okay, so she obviously has, it looks like her son Jesse is like mixed race.
She is too.
Yeah, she is too. So you'd think she'd have some experience with different types of hair. And she just puts it in a big bun.
His hair, when she put it in the bun, it kind of looked like Martha from Anne of Green Gables, or when Anne became, instead of Anne of Green Gables, when Miga follows, became Anne of Avonlea.
Yes.
And put it in this kind of Victorian
like
bun.
Like a school teacher bun.
Yes. That is
like a big, like he was, that he needed long glasses.
And Anne, you know, Anne was a teacher, you know, Gilbert, until Gilbert died. But
spoiler alert, I've told you, I've never seen Anne of Green Gables or Anne of Avonlea.
It makes me angry. Because you would love it so much. And you would say, I guarantee you, it would be like one of the top 10 things you've ever watched.
I think you're right. People have been on me about it. I didn't grow up with the Disney Channel.
I feel like when you need nostalgia and mixed with wanting, and you need to cry.
I need to go to Pride and Prejudice.
I think that's when you could Pride and Prejudice, but that's when you can watch Anne of Green Gables too.
Okay. So y'all, the last thing you need to know here is,
you know, I'm sorry. The theme is beautiful.
He took his test. He's like, couldn't hear you very well on the headphones. But guess what, y'all? He passed. And also, when his hair is out of his face, he looks so different and alive.
I'm telling y'all, he's hot without all the accoutrements around him. Now, it did make me laugh when he was wearing that tracksuit and they were playing like Western music as if he's walking into this dump of a building.
I'm telling you now. They will be on some type. If he gets here, they will be on what they're calling pillow bants, or we found out it's called like pillow bants is their pillow talk, but they probably will be on Gogglebox. That's their kind of like pillow talk, and they watch all kinds of television. It's very popular over there.
I bet. I wrote at the end, even when he left the airport, I went, fuck you, UK, because now I'm kind of hoping for this couple because they are
he's
sweet.
He's a fucking star. And they got emotional, and you can't replicate this. If it's not there, it's not going to happen.
It was very sweet.
Speaking of people who I don't want to replicate or procreate, Tian and David or David.
This woman's like a female tarantula that's just going to eat him.
I don't even want to spend too much time talking about how much of a crab she is or how selfish she is and how I don't think there's a lot of room for other people in her life. I wonder, it's kind of hard to see if people like this exist. Because maybe I'm wrong, but everyone wants to be liked, right? Everyone. Why would you act this way? Could it be just that her family has always encouraged this and they've created this like vile cesspool of a human being?
I think that's part of it. Yeah. I think that I don't know if everyone
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
Keep going, queens.
That's a
that's a good question. Does everyone want to be liked? Because I think to an extent, but I think she only wants to be, I think she holds herself in higher regard. So I think she only wants to be liked by people she thinks are worthy of her.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's, God, it's so gross when you say it aloud.
I will say this. I don't love her casting because it feels like they're trolling us. You have to find someone
part of it.
Who is so likable.
It's she's coming in so hot.
Yeah.
That it feels fraudacity to me.
The whole point of any documentary subject, especially a love documentary subject like We Follow, is there needs to be one person, at least one part of these. And maybe it's going to be David, but I think we're supposed to, because this is for a UK audience, we're supposed to feel empathy for David, or for Tion.
It depends on how it ends.
I don't think there's any way to get in.
No, it depends on two, which will affect my belief in fraudacity. Because if it ends with her still being a raging prince, just raging asshole princess, then I'll go, oh, this is real. Because I feel like the trajectory of this is going to be, she's this monster, she's judgmental of his home, blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to somehow compromise and acquiesce because she loves him. And then we're, she should like redeem herself. Like that's the only arc.
I can't, but that's not realistic.
But I'm saying that if they have that arc, then I'm going to feel there's fraudacity in this.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like she was putting it on to begin with.
She's there. She's going to Sosua, which she obviously didn't Google because it's not like Santo Domingo or one of the bigger cities where she's been.
It's not St. Bart's.
And he's like, I'm trying to make a home. And she's like, he's wanted to make a home for them, like a really nice place. And he's like, and it's a little isolated. It's kind of like there's a lot of old people. And I'm like, oh, she's going to fucking hate this place. So as she's saying, and I'm here in the Dominican Republic, and he can't pick me up because he doesn't have a car. So I guess I'll have to take a taxi.
And she, disappointing.
She, of course, jumps into his arms. She spent a lot of time, like you could tell that at the airport, she got ready and she put on her whole island look. But they get to his house, and his house or his apartment looks nice. There's this huge bed, and he's joking. He's like, how many babies do you want to make, darling? He literally cannot stop looking at him or at her.
I kept looking to see if he had an erection.
Oh, they make out, and it is hot.
He's good at what he does.
So then she's like, I have a surprise for you. And he said, Snickers? And I thought he said Snickers for a minute, and I'm like, he probably wanted sneakers. But the idea that he would want Snickers.
That's what you would want, Snickers.
I love Snickers. Also,
I'm just going to call out. I don't think this – I'm not saying that he lives in worse conditions, but I'm just saying this did not look like his apartment. This was an Airbnb.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
The way it was decorated, the art, I'm like, he doesn't live here. This does not look like – so that was led to my other ideas of fraudacity.
That makes sense. Good point.
I just want to add, I don't believe she wants to move there. I think
no, she doesn't want to. She wants to bring him there.
Yes, that's what all she wants to bring him back to the UK.
But it's weird. This is episode 9, and this person was introduced so late. How are we going to see David in the UK?
I don't know.
So y'all, she then starts a litany of demands about what she expects. She's like, I like it to be clean. I'd like it to be like the toilet seat better never be up because that's the worst.
I hate it when people pick their nose. I don't like stars when they fall to the left. I like them to fall to the right.
It just feels, and like this would be okay in a conversation, but the way it's introduced is her, and maybe it's the edit. The edit is just, I'm sure she gave them a lot of footage like this.
Yeah.
But, and it seems like she's enjoying doing it. And that's when I can't, this doesn't seem like She's trying not to show who she is.
Yeah.
She's leaning into being a monster. And then later on, she's like, oh, David just hogs the mirror all the time. It looks like he's standing to one side.
And he's like, but we just look so good together. I love the way we look together. And I went, oh, he likes to watch himself fuck.
Oh, hell, who doesn't? Oh, wait, did I just get it?
Wow.
That's the one thing I'd like about my new place, y'all. I've got a mirror right in the place it should be. Right beneath the shot clock.
I'm going to crap my pants. We need to move on.
So they are still fighting about how long it's taking to get ready. But it seems like he's engaging a little bit, but trying to do it fun, like bantery. And she just, it's weird. I wonder how long they've spent together.
I don't know.
Anyway,
they go eat at this place, and so now we start learning that she's like, well, finally you took me to a place with caviar and, you know, and servants who walk on their hands and knees, but it's fine. It's a restaurant, but he basically said, look, we can come here like maybe a couple of times a month.
Because I'm a math teacher. And she knows, I cannot believe, it's the other thing, I can't believe she's like, this is the love of my life. And they have never spent one conversation talking about his finances and what he can afford.
No one marries a teacher and goes, God, I hit the jackpot marrying a teacher. Now, yes, their profession, it's a wonderful
luxury
profession.
Here we come.
Luxury, but we know teachers don't make great money. And it's fucked up, but that is the
it's
way it is.
It's fucked up.
But everyone knows that.
Yeah. So later on, she's like, well, this is pretty good. I definitely have a taste in restaurants because, y'all, she's got a taste in everything. And she's going to tell you. She's going to tell you what a taste is. Because, you know, like I said, if you're the princess, you're an asshole. It's a huge asshole. And then I said again, it's like she's one of the spoiled stepsisters in Cinderella. Like, that's how almost that's a satire of who she is.
Agreed.
That's Rebecca all I have. And Christian.
God, he's hot.
When he was shirtless, I kind of lost my mind. And those workout scenes.
He's got kind of bigger nipples, you know, and I like that. So
you can just chew on him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mama. Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Please stop. Please stop.
Baby wants a dickin'.
Gross! Don't ever say, like, you're an adult baby again.
By the way, so I met with Sissy Brianna last night at that bar, who's a friend of mine, and she was telling me about the drag queen we were seeing. She said, I love this queen. And I said, why? She said, because I once saw her perform Whitney Houston, I'm Your Baby Tonight, in a diaper with a rattle. And I went, how come no one has ever done that before?
That's genius.
That's genius.
Like, change me. I'm your baby tonight. Yes. But just for the night.
Just for the night. That is amazing.
That is good. New York drag queens go all out.
They do.
So this is also a storyline that I'm kind of thinking Rebecca is, she's two things. She's obsessed with belly dancing, which as my friend, I sent my friend another clip, my friend Renee, who does belly dancing instruction. And she went, okay, this is closer.
Okay.
But she says the scarf work she's doing isn't technically part of what we're doing. And it's very specific. She's like, she's kind of going around there and doing what we call freestyle,
which
is what we tell people when they first come in the room. Mm-hmm. She said, I guarantee you this person has had no advanced instruction in belly dancing.
No.
And I said, how does she work? And she's like, oh, there's places, as long as you're a pretty girl in the UK or even in Europe, they will hire you. You don't have to be. That's why it's not that I don't want to say he's validated by any of that, because he's coming off like an asshole as well. But it's why I think I would be upset if I thought belly dancing, I think I would think it would be removed and it wouldn't be so much like stripping or exotic dancing with people stuffing money in your bra. I wonder if that was brought up. If it was, he has no leg to stand on.
That's true.
But because honestly, if that would have happened to me, if I was him, I think I'd be upset by that. And the other thing about her is she is all in anguish about how this man is just like her ex-husband.
She's already made it up in her mind that this relationship is going to fail.
That's a good point.
She's already. So that's what I get from this. And that's what's frustrating because, look, I am fine dating a sex worker or a porn star. I have no problem with that. I don't want to watch your work. It's just like if you work for Salesforce and you want to, I don't want you to come home and talk about Salesforce things.
Salesforce?
I don't want to know. If you work for Google, that's fine. If you're a plumber, electrician, I don't want to hear about how you wired a house all day. That's fine.
I also think that it's,
and I don't want to watch it.
It's okay for him to say, and he even when they were having this conversation, he said, looks like you made a lot of cashola. And he said, it was awkward. And he's like, but I just don't want to see it again. And
no, I don't need to see you emailing other people at Deloitte. No.
To me, she was just, I think she seemed upset that they couldn't share this experience of her shaking her titties and men putting
dollar bills in her.
Yeah.
So we can relate to this because what she does for her work or side hustle, because y'all, let's be honest, this isn't her main job. It can't be.
No, it's not. Can't be.
What she does for her side hustle is also her passion.
Mm-hmm.
What we now do for our full-time job is also something that's creatively fulfilling to us.
Yes.
So I feel like some people couldn't comment on this. I think we can, that if I'm dating someone or even with my ex, I did not expect him to listen to our shows.
No.
To maybe see one live show, like to see what I do and how we connect. And he did that. But I don't need them to travel around the country and see everything we do.
This is why this story feels like fraudacity to me. It just
does.
Because
it's our work. I don't know if it's fraudacity or she is so desperate to have a boyfriend heal the trauma that happened with her ex-husband who dumped her because she was a belly dancer.
Right.
I think there does seem to be that part. But
so then she has, hey, I want to ask him to go to another gig. It's a much more family-friendly gig. There'll be women there, not just
she
a group
says,
of
like,
old
yeah.
men.
She said, I think I kind of fucked it up by asking him to go to that first one. I went, you think?
Now, y'all, this gig is 2 hours away. I guarantee you this is not lucrative with the cost of gas. I promise you.
No.
So anyway, so he says, I don't want to go. It's just not for me. She's
and
very
also,
upset about this.
Yes. Look, also, what is he doing when she asks him if he wants to go to this? Y'all, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Cooking.
No, he's not cooking.
Oh.
If your straight boyfriend has food in front of him and he's wearing gym shorts and he's playing video games, don't talk to him. You're going to get, because they enjoy fewer things more. Because you know what they're already thinking about? When men play video games, it activates something that excitement part of their dopamine. They're going to beat off later. And they just want to eat, play video games, beat off, and then go to sleep.
You pretty much nailed all the male experience right there.
Right there. Do not talk to your boyfriend when they're playing PS5 or Xbox.
Or just turn it off like I would. Can
just unplug
imagine?
It and go, oh, the power went out.
So later on, she's talking to her friend Holly, because she's a straight shooter.
And
right, shoe.
And then
he's also he's also smoking in that tank top. He's fucking vaping. Wrong time, bitch. Wrong. Also, I was turned on.
Really?
Oh, when
you
he
don't
was,
like smoking usually.
When he was vaping though with that tank top. Oh, I don't mind. Sometimes if there's a certain type of pot, the smell of it triggers me just like, honestly, just like on my knees, sucking a guy's dick while he smokes out.
Whoa.
Let
me just say this. I don't think I've you enjoyed. Would be thinking about this guy that way if he wasn't hot. Yeah, take that read.
I think I might still, honestly. It's a very strong scent. I've dated a lot of guys who like to smoke out while I suck their dick. And then
there's a lot of no boundaries today.
And then when I'm finished, you know, obviously because
they don't look at you or pay attention to you.
They usually are too high and I'm like, "What about my turn?" and they're asleep and I just leave.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Then you go get McDonald's.
Or if they're really hot, I might fall asleep by them and look at them and hope they'll wake up and fuck me, but then I just leave in the morning.
And then they just kind of kick you over.
Yeah. And I still get McDonald's. It all ends with McDonald's.
So she tells, this is when we have a part in this, which I wonder, is this just a red herring? And well, it is a girl from Norway. And
that we never see though, y'all. You know how we feel about people we've never met that we're talking about.
And also we never see the text messages on her on his phone. We only hear
there will
about
be
it.
A tell-all. There will be a tell-all for this, remember. So maybe we'll see something.
Catherine Ryan hosting. So basically he says he has a lot of girlfriends. He tells me he has a lot of girlfriends. Y'all, this guy, his quote, girlfriends are guys who either he's tried to date before and it hasn't worked out. That's
you
one.
You're so gay that you just said guys instead of girls that he's dated.
Oh, I'm sorry. Girls that he's – okay, sorry. Number one, girls he has dated before and it didn't work out, so they became friends. That is one type. Two, girls who want to bang him, and he hasn't fucked them yet. Three,
go ahead.
Girls who want to actually date him.
Yes.
That's it.
I'm going to say this, y'all. Unless maybe they're childhood friends, guys
men who look like that
are not friends with girls.
Friends who are girls.
Men who look like that. Men who look normal and or aren't even attractive or even look nerdy often have a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah, totally. He's not the kind.
He's not the kind. Do we think he's a cheater?
I don't know.
Think it's I think it's in him. I do think it's in him.
I think he completely freaks out when it happens.
That's why he gets really defensive really quickly.
It trigger him. But he denies it. He does do the Olga Podolskaya rule one of confrontation, which is deny, deny, deny.
It is.
And he even says, maybe you deleted the messages before I saw them in my phone. And she's like, now, I got to say, if she's going to come for a type of guy like this, she needs to get her receipts in order.
Yes.
She needs to. This is not enough. Number one, she needs to love herself more. This has already been established.
Yes.
But y'all, you got to make your, if you're going to break under the cross. If you don't have all your shit, if you're going in front of the DA, you better have your shit together. Or you're going to be eaten, and not in a good way.
I don't know if you're talking about this show anymore. It's like you're talking about experiential things.
So, and again, this proves to her that, well, I guess he's just like my ex.
Yep, just like him.
Yep. I don't know. I don't really like either of these people. Do I think he's got great motives for being there? I don't know, because I haven't seen a nice scene with them yet.
This is what I want to know, because I don't have anything else. Do you?
Me either.
Final thought. When you're teabagging Christian, which nipple does he like to tweak?
Left.
Okay, there we go. I agree.
That I already know.
There we go. God. That's the show.
Between him and Razvan,
ooh,
we've got two of the hottest 90 Day guys ever in recent cast.
Ooh.
God. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Although I don't think Christian has I don't think it's an amazing dick. I think it's pretty. What do you think? We haven't discussed this.
It is quite nice.
But I don't think it's like gigantic.
It's not gigantic. It's not gigantic.
Girthy like, it's not girthy like chicken.
It's pretty and it can do wonderful things.
And that's 90 Day UK, ladies and gentlemen. That's Reality Gaze right there, giving it to you. Boy. Y'all, that's it. This is going to be our last little show we're doing in NYC because we're actually going to take one day off tomorrow.
We're heading back over. Yeah. I'm just going to be flying.
Yeah. We're just going to be watching shit on a plane. All right, everybody. Thank y'all so much for listening. We appreciate you very much. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. You can go, if you wanted to listen to this show ad-free, you can by subscribing to our $8 tier called The Whole Enchilada. That is on Apple subscriptions, and that's also available on Patreon and Supercast, all under the RG Plus umbrella.
Ella. Not Bumbershoot, like some people said. I swear in some kind of reading, I've heard an umbrella was a Bumbershoot, but they called them brollies.
Well, you said it with confidence, and I believed it.
That's half the battle.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. We call these lads and lassies lonely hearts, don't we? And they're all looking for love in all the wrong burrows in all the wrong places. Right, Poodle?
Yeah. Yes. And if you've ever said to someone, do you have pasteurized mail?
Well done. Call us. Give us a ring.